a lot of people walking up to Windsor Castle to lay their tributes, to pay their respects, just to stand there and have a think about what has just happened. We're seeing similar at Buckingham Palace in central London, crowds gathering there. We're seeing similar at Balmoral Castle in Scotland as well, where the Queen has died. It is going to be a huge moment for this country. We have obviously never really seen anything like this before. The vast majority of the British people have only ever known the Queen as their head of state. They don't know what this is like. We have a statement from Prince Charles, I want to call him, but it now is a statement from the King. A statement from His Majesty the King at the time of the Queen's death, says Buckingham Palace. He says, "The death of my beloved mother, Her Majesty the Queen, is a moment of the greatest sadness for me and all members of my family. We mourn profoundly the passing of a cherished sovereign and a much loved mother. I know her loss will be deeply felt throughout the country, the realms and the Commonwealth, and by countless people around the world." He says, "During this period of mourning and change," note that word change there, "my family and I will be comforted and sustained by our knowledge of the respect and deep affection in which the Queen was so widely held." Also worth pointing out that the word Commonwealth is mentioned in that statement. It was so important, the Commonwealth, to the Queen. Prince Charles knows that. Prince William as well knows that very well, and so the Commonwealth, I think, is going to be absolutely front and center in the role now that we see King Charles and Prince William take on.